This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, do me a favor. Get out your phone.
Uh-oh, what?
I don't want to see the pictures in your phone, but I want to know.
That was uncool.
Well, come on now. I've heard your stories. How many photos or items do you have saved on your phone? If you go to photos underneath, it'll tell you how many items.
I've never done this before. Okay.
So go to photos, and then underneath it says how many items.
Oh, wow.
How many?
Wow. 3,555.
Okay, you are definitely over the average. The average person has 1,598 photos on their camera roll right now.
Yeah, that's a third of what I've got. I don't even know how I got that many photos.
I got you beat.
You've got more?
This is like scary to announce my number. I feel like I'm talking about something else. 8,517 items are saved on my phone.
Oh, you are a...
Wow. I might need to clean out my pictures. But okay, I feel like...
8,000.
I mean, almost 1,600 is the average. I feel like that's really low.
It's excessively low. Because this goes back years, right?
Well, I mean, depending on how long you keep your camera.
I'm trying to make myself feel better about this right now.
Yeah, I feel like everybody has more than 1,600 photos on their phone.
I guess I could go back and look how long it goes back to see.
And I will double down on this, especially if you're a sports parent, you have way more than 1,600 items on your camera roll.
8,000.
Yeah.
There's no excuse for that.
They're
That's
all web
unbelievable.
Gems, okay?
Yeah, right.
I'm waiting for ESPN to do a 30 for 30 on my kids. I got all the old footage.
You've got all the...
It's amazing our phones still work, considering how many pictures people are keeping on their phones.
My number's way too low. I've got some work to do. I have 3,555.
Okay, they say the average person has about 1,600 photos on their phone. We're finding out that is way low.
909 here. I have 28,265 on my phone. Thanks for making me feel like a weirdo.
Sorry, was not my intention. I have over 8,000 on my phone. I thought that was a lot. Then again, my phone's only about a year or two old.
Oh, so you're getting there. I thought you were out of control, though.
Beth and Marietta, you want to weigh in on this?
I just wanted to call and tell you that I have 49,364 photos on my phone.
Yes!
That's not cause of celebration.
I wanted you to not feel so bad.
No, I can't believe we have people weighing in on this. Beth, I'm going to make you not feel so bad, too. 951 text in. They have 162,440 photos on their phone.
Okay, then I don't feel quite so bad. But I do have to pay $9.99 a month for extra storage.
I thought I was doing well. My number's excessively low.
You are really low compared to people weighing in.
Gotta step it up.
Now, Beth, let me ask you this. Are you a sports parent or a parent in general?
I am a parent and a sports parent. I'm a single mom, too. So, you know, all the photos of the kids.
And it's all the memories. It's hard to get rid of them.
Yes, for sure.
Are there, like, memories going way back, like exes and stuff that you don't need anymore that you could purge?
Oh, sure. Yeah, they're in there, too.
You got to save those just in case. It's like those jeans that don't fit in the back of my closet.
You always keep them.
One day I might need it.
Baby, let